This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The thing that probably took over a lot of people's lives over the weekend, except for Reggie. For some reason, Reggie has decided that he has talked to enough people to hear all the story. But I say, if you like characters and you're really into character-driven shows, then you need to watch The Tiger King. Now, Shaquille O'Neal was in The Tiger King. I'm trying not to spoil anything here because I don't want to spoil it for anybody. But Shaquille O'Neal was in The Tiger King, and he had shown up, and basically the documentary made it sound like Shaq was always there and they were best friends. Shaq has come out and said, so we go in there, it's a beautiful place. The character that was there was Exotic Joe. We're there, and I dropped some donations for the Tigers, foods and all that. We take pictures with the Tigers. We went back a couple times. Then we go back another time and found out that he's involved with all this other stuff, and I actually stopped going. I don't harm Tigers. I love Tigers. I love white Tigers. Do I put donations to these zoos to help these Tigers out? I do it all the time. Do I own Tigers personally? No, but I love Tigers. So he was just pointing out, that is not my friend. I don't know that guy. But I did go and check it out because I love Tigers. So
that's interesting to me because I'm sure a lot of people have found themselves in situations, sports or otherwise, where somebody who you have like some sort of weird encounter or connection with does something bad, and now you have to explain away like why you came across this person on the periphery at some point. And so that just shows you. Like, think about it. That just shows you how big this stupid little documentary has gotten that Shaquille O'Neal is featured in there for, I don't know, 5 seconds, and he had to come out and make a statement because he knows everyone in the world is watching this. I don't know if you guys ever feel this way, but I was kind of excited for like half a second when I looked at my list on Netflix, and I only had two things on there, Tiger King and Ozark. And it said, Tiger King is number one in the U.S. today. Ozark is number two in the U.S. today. And I was like, that's right. I'm a man of the people or just a slave to trends. Either way. But yeah, for half a second, I was like, let's go, Liz. You're looking good. But it just shows you how popular this thing has become that Shaq felt like he had to come out and make a statement.
And then earlier today, Mike is like, hey, what about that other one that was supposed to be built? When can we go up there as a show and all hang out at the new zoo? So that's what Mike wants to do.
I just wanted to know if that had been made because at the end of the, was it seven episodes, I believe? At the end of
seven
kind of
episodes?
The seventh episode.
It's like 45 minutes.
They're showing really close to WinStar World Casino, which is not that far of a drive, that they're building a brand new kind of zoo with obviously all of Joe Exotic's animals that he obviously doesn't have anymore because he's in prison.
I told you I didn't need to watch it. Mike's going to give me the whole thing right quick.
I don't think that you're spoiling anything on this one. And I do think it was very entertaining. I couldn't stop watching. The sad thing is it was for me 5 or 6 nights ago that I struggled to go to sleep. Because I couldn't stop at the end of episode 4. I'm like, I got to see episode 5 because this is way crazier than I could have ever imagined it being. And it just, then you get to the end of episode 5, you're like, let me watch a little bit of episode 6 and I'll go to bed. And I couldn't stop watching because it was entertaining. I'm not saying it was a 3 to 5 hours of my life spent, but it was very entertaining.
Yeah, I think we've all had situations like that before, Mike. Absolutely, because I know I watched it too.
But you can explain it away right now, Corey. That's the good part, is you can explain it away and say you're in quarantine. Like, if the rest of the world was operating like usual and you're like, I'm going to skip these social engagements because I'm going to watch Tiger King, then people will judge you. Now you're like, what am I supposed to do? I'm trying to do my part in social distance. So I stayed home and watched Tiger King.
It's like when I watched House of a Thousand Corpses the second time because somebody asked me to watch it with them. And I was like, why would I do that?
Guys are watching Tiger King and you see like a reporter from the news in Oklahoma City, because it wasn't far from Oklahoma City where his place was at, and they just go into the cage with like seven tigers or seven lions. No. Now, they weren't full grown, but they were kind of they weren't cubs, but they were in between the cub and adult size. And then one of the tigers almost like starts ripping at the newscaster's arm. And we know that somebody's arm was ripped off by an adult tiger during, you know, the time there. I just can't imagine. I don't care who's in there and who the tamers are. I couldn't go into a lion's cage or a tiger's cage, especially with multiple tigers in there. And there seems to be a lot of people that have no problem and want to go into those cages.
I would have to be armed if I'm going to go into one of those cages. That's
unlike that one person.
Oh, dang. Now, Kevin, you said that the University of Missouri, which has put out legends like Mickey Spagnola and Brad Sham, you said that they did a hype video for this based on the greatest song I've ever heard.
Okay, so check it out. First of all, if nothing else, you simply must watch this thing to hear that Joe Exotic does lots of music, which you're like, of course he does. So the University of Missouri, like, they didn't make this video for him, but it is perfectly reallocated. This is a hype video for the University of Missouri's football team. It's like 2 minutes long. And so I'm not sure if it was the University of Missouri or if they just jumped in on the bit after the fact, but somebody set one of Joe Exotic's songs to this. And if you haven't seen Tiger King and you're like, I don't know, just listen to the song, or imagine your own hype in your life and imagine this song going along with it.
Tell all the hunters, lay down their guns. Tell them that the tiger needs a little bit of love. Let them run the jungle. Let them roam their land. Then stand back and marvel. What a beautiful cat. 'Cause I saw tigers. Now I understand. I saw tigers.
All so right. good. Okay. So awesome.
That part's objectively amazing. I saw a tiger and the tiger saw man. Like, if I can't convince you to watch the show off of that line alone, I don't know what to tell you.
Look, man, I'm not watching the show, but I am going to get on my music app and I'm going to look, man, that's good songwriting and even better singing. I'm not like, that's a good song.
If
I'm not going to lie.
He's dominating the Spotify and iTunes chart. I don't know really what we're doing as a society.
He's got two albums out. I don't know if it's true or not, whether or not he's actually singing based on some posts I've seen. That being
said,
in that video, Kevin, there was a guy that was hunting a tiger, and as soon as he said, lay down your guns, he laid his gun. You saw him go,
one of his husbands.
Right. You know what?
In one of his music videos, he reenacts a murder theory that he believes.
You're kitty kitty.
So
Mike knows the whole catalog.
You watch all these videos independently. Like, Mike quit watching Tiger King and just YouTube the videos.
No,
and
I've seen two videos, and I saw Tiger and Tiger Saw Man, and I've seen the whole video of Here Kitty Kitty, which is based off of the Lady Carol, who most likely killed her husband in 1997 and got away with it.
Okay. You know what's amazing about this is how many people quickly weighed in to say that's not him singing, which means they did their own research as soon as this was over, which I'm not hating that. Like, I just got a thing from Entertainment Weekly, and it was like, Carol responds to Tiger King. And of course I'm going to read that email. Of course I am. So I'm not judging you. I'm just saying good on you for going out and, like, reading things to educate yourself. But that's when you know, a documentary stuck with you is when you go out and you're like, now I need to know more about all of these things. So it's amazing. Yeah.
And then, you know, in that video, there he is in pirate boots with a guitar on top of an emergency vehicle, and it looks like a tornado is coming in, and he's just up there just jamming. So
look, the only thing that's missing from this, Corey, is I really wanted someone on the news to just, like, here's how I would set up the shot on the news. It would be me, and I swear it would go just like this. Don't be alarmed at the silence. I would just stare at the camera like this. And then I'd be like, are you serious? Are you seriously asking me if I'm surprised that the guy named Joe Exotic, who wears a mullet and cowboy boots and has multiple husbands and always goes out singing and breeding tigers, and he has like more tigers than there are in the wild in the rest of the world. And again, his name is Joe Exotic. Am I surprised that there might be a hint of a scandal? No. I'm not. And then I would just walk off and not listen to any follow-up questions. How there more weren't more people on? Oh, yeah. Also, the guy who ran for governor and finished third with like 20% of the vote in Oklahoma, in a state. This is an actual state that exists. He finished third, and he wasn't like just a fringe candidate. He got like 20% of the vote. I would just stand there and be like, yes, I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah. Was it because of the condoms? Is that why?
Oh, yeah. And he made condoms that put his face on them as he tried to raise money. And he filmed every single thing that he ever did. And somebody shot themselves on video in the park. And they're like, uh-oh, we might have to shut down. And somebody got their arm torn off by a tiger and was back at work in 6 days. I would just recap the whole saga, and then I'd be like, so is your question to my surprise? No. And I would just walk off and never speak to any of these people again.
Mike?
It is a crazy, crazy show. If you have time, which unfortunately we kind of do, I would say watch it. There's a Walmart hack that I didn't know about, the Walmart hack, but that's kind of scary too, on that he was making pizzas in his park with expired Walmart.
Oh, horrifying.
My God, yes.
So if you ever ate a pizza from his zoo, you probably luckily got out of there without getting bad food poisoning, because he was using expired Walmart meat that they throw away, and he would pick it up and then use it for the tiger meat, and then decided to open up a pizza shop with it.
And from the 817, so many people are weighing in on this. Yes, I love how he hyphenated his last name for his marriages. I didn't even mention that part, when he was married to two different people, two different men at the same time, neither of which might have been gay, and one of them might have had a baby with somebody else, and he still hyphenated his last name for his, I don't know. There's too much, and I'm just, it makes my brain hurt, but I watched every minute of it. I watched it with Jess and Brandon, and at some point I thought they were getting tired of it, and I was like, you guys want to take a break? They both in unison go, no, we want to see what happens next. I was like, okay. And so what has that led to? That's led to the Missouri Tigers doing a parody video. Gardner Minshew has done a parody video. And Shaq having to come out and say, no, I was not close friends with Joe Exotic. That's the world that we live in right now.
When you were watching this, Kevin, when you were watching this, was there a moment when you were thinking, this is going to affect the sports world in such a massive way?
Yeah. Look. All I was thinking is, surely this guy has to get involved in wrestling. And then people sent me messages that he already was involved in wrestling. How he did not become the biggest star in the world of wrestling, I don't understand.
Wait, Kevin, Corey said the sports world. So yeah.
Okay. You watch it, buddy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.